This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Biggest football story of the day coming up in about 15 minutes with Charlie. Donnie is off today. He's at a bachelor party in Myrtle Beach. Malzi told me a million times what he was doing today, but it went in one ear and out the other, so you've just got me. At 4:15, time to start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. I'm ecstatic to talk to our next guest. I still need to read his book, Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers. Seems pertinent and relevant right now given the Steelers' pursuit of Aaron Rodgers, one of the great sports writers and authors ever, Ian O'Connor, our guest here on 93.7 The Fan. Ian, Andrew Filippone in Pittsburgh. Before we get into the Aaron Rodgers stuff, I want to commend you. I read your Belichick book in one day, and I did not know before I read it that Belichick's grandparents were from here. And I also love the part at the end about how Bon Jovi went up to you and said you did a great job of getting the right story on Belichick. So kudos.
Well, thanks so much for the kind words, Andrew. I should point out that Bon Jovi asked me if Bill had said anything to me about this unauthorized biography. And I said, John, you've known him for 40 years. Do you really think Bill's going to compliment me on a book he didn't want written? So, no, that never happened. But I appreciated that. And thanks again.
You bet. I want to start with this current Aaron Rodgers melodrama for the Steelers. And based on what you learned about Rodgers from this book, does any of what's happening right now with him surprise you?
No, not one bit. Now, I do think there'll be a happy ending, at least for him, and we'll find out for the Steelers and their fan base. I suspect if I had $100 to put down, my feeling is he'll be in uniform June 10th for the start of the mandatory minicamp. I don't know about OTAs, in a couple of weeks, on the 27th. I don't know about that one, but I think that word mandatory, after what he went through last year when he missed 2 practices to be checking out the pyramids in Egypt, he took so much grief for that.
Yeah.
That I think he will honor that, and my suspicion is that Mike Tomlin has given a verbal sign-off to that already. So that would be my bet if I had $100 right now. June 10th, he'll be in mandatory minicamp as quarterback of the Steelers.
Ian, how much do you think football still matters to Aaron Rodgers?
I think a lot. And I think that's why I believe, anyway, that Pittsburgh is actually a perfect place for him to finish his career. He needs to get back to being a football player. He fell in love with this game a long time ago. And he entered the league really as a football player, as a football nut. He loves to study the game and talk it. And over the years, of course, he's become this personality and very polarizing personality away from the field. And I just think after what happened last year with a very dysfunctional franchise with the Jets, the Steelers, a storied franchise, just the way that community has a bond with the organization. It really is like Green Bay. The only difference is Pittsburgh is, what, three times bigger in terms of population. But Pittsburgh and Green Bay have a very similar feel, at least to me as an outsider, in the way they feel about their team and the bond that the organization has with the community. So I think Tomlin, a guy he has a lot of respect for, the history of the Steelers, and it's interesting, of course, his one ring came at the expense of Pittsburgh. But I think it's actually, it has a chance anyway to be a great marriage and a great place for him to finish his career.
Ian O'Connor, Aaron Rodgers' biographer, our guest here. His book, Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers, is available. And if you're a Steelers fan who wants to bone up on Rodgers, it's a great place to go. He said on McAfee's show that there were personal things going on with his life that delayed him signing with any NFL team. You talked to probably several members of Aaron Rodgers' past and maybe present personal connections to write this book. What did you infer? What did you take from him saying that, Ian?
Yeah, and it's interesting. When you're an author, you publish a book, you promote it, and then you sort of move on to the next book, which I've already done. I'm already deep into my next project. And so I'm not doing the consistent day-to-day reporting on his life that I did when I talked to 250 people in doing that book. But I have occasionally reached out, and the sense I got was I think I have a pretty good sense of what it is, and I don't think it's something that would prevent him from playing football. And as far as his family goes, as you know, he's been estranged from his family.
Right. I think that's why that comment was kind of took people by surprise, because they're aware of that, what you just said, Ian.
I can tell you, Andrew, that early last year, first week really of the season, the Jets season, there was some positive, a couple of positive emails that went back and forth between Aaron and his family for the first time in 10 years, really. And there was a chance after that 49ers opener that the Jets lost that he might have seen them. It didn't happen. It didn't happen. But then late in the year, I mean, so much was going on negatively on and off the field for Rodgers in New York. I think that the hope that was there early in the season dissipated and was gone. But I did reach out to his father, frankly, and asked, I hate to ask this question, is there anything health-wise with your family that, and he said, no, we actually, we haven't talked to Aaron and we don't know what he's referring to. We heard and saw what he said on McAfee. And talking to a couple other people close to Aaron, I think I have a sense of what it might be. I'm not comfortable repeating it right now, but I don't think it would prevent him from playing football with the Steelers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Ian, I think one of the concerns Steelers, well, it's not actually a concern all the way around, but one of the things people might expect to happen is when he gets here, he's going to take charge of things. He's going to want things his way. He's going to want the offense tailored to him. He's going to want the playbook completely tailored to him. That the Steelers are basically going to run the Aaron Rodgers offense and not Mike Tomlin or Arthur Smith's offense. Based on all the football reporting you did for this book, do you think that that's a fair expectation?
I think anyone who fears that, whether you're a Steeler fan or somebody inside the organization, I think that's a very rational and logical fear. But my observation, particularly the way it went down with the Jets, he got his way. He ran that franchise for 2 years, and of course he got hurt the first year, which might have really negatively impacted the second year. But he was the GM of that team, and it was a failure. Mm-hmm. It was a flop. It was a Hollywood-sized flop. So I really think he's been humbled to some degree. I'm sure he doesn't think it was largely his fault the way it played out. But that's why I think the Steelers are perfect for him. Mike Tomlin is not going to let him do that. That organization is a stable one. And again, I know the Steelers haven't won a playoff game in a number of years. But to take it from somebody who has watched terrible football in New York for a long time, we would sign up for the Steelers experience every day of the week. And you know, listen, if the Giants have an opening next year and Tomlin and Pittsburgh get tired of each other, I'm pretty sure he'd be the head coach of the Giants. So I think that going to an organization where that's a non-starter, that is not going to happen, I think it's better for him and allows him to go back to being a football player, a quarterback. And I don't think they'll throw the ball as much with him. I think the Jets put way too much on his right arm. And I think it'll be a more balanced attack, just a more stable organization for him to be a part of. Now, you could argue, well, listen, he's led them on here for weeks and weeks, and it never ends. This seems like the old Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
I just think verbally, behind the scenes, not that he guaranteed it, but he's told them, listen, I'm going to play for you, okay? I just don't want to go there and then miss part of mandatory mini camp because of my personal issues. I'm pretty sure they're going to be solved by the end of May, at least to my satisfaction, where I can give you my all. So that's where I think it is, and I think there's no way the Steelers would have waited until Will Howard late in the draft to address that position if they didn't know that it was virtually a guarantee that Rodgers would sign with them.
Ian O'Connor with us, Aaron Rodgers biographer. His book that came out last year, Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers, is one I look forward to reading soon. You said that, you know, he grew up as a football addict, and even when he was in Green Bay, he was a football junkie and all those things, and we've seen his personality evolve publicly over the last few years. You know, I've brought this up before about quarterbacks in their 40s, and really the only success story at 41 is Brady. Other guys were good at 40 like Favre, but by the time they got to Rodgers' age, they were done, Ian. Do you think that Rodgers is wired the same way Tom is, where, like, right now, he's doing things that are going to make him a better quarterback in September when the season starts?
I do. And I'm not saying he has the same intangibles as Brady showed throughout his career. I think, obviously, Aaron is more physically talented than Brady. I had a quote from Brady to an NFL head coach a few years ago where he said, if Aaron played in my system with Belichick, he'd throw for 7,000 yards every year. This was in his prime, of course.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. And I know exactly where Brady was when he said it. I think he tried to deny that, but he did say it. I think that Rodgers in the offseason, he's a workaholic. And I mean, he does take care of his body as best he can, and he loves the game. I think one thing that I know the beat writers, by the way, in New York really enjoy covering him. If you go up to Aaron at his locker and you have a big picture thing you want to talk about in the league, he loves talking football. He's like a computer. I think he'd be a great network analyst if he says he doesn't want to do it. But if he ever does, he'd be terrific at it. And I actually think that as seriously as people in Pittsburgh take football, that they're going to enjoy Aaron Rodgers because I think he will concentrate on the field. He knows this is his last chance to get back to a Super Bowl. He knows it was an embarrassment in New York, largely And he's the face of that embarrassment, whether that's fair or not, that's the case. So I actually think this is, it may be me as an optimist, but I think this is going to work out. Do I think the Steelers will win the Super Bowl next year? No. But if you told me 11-6 with at least one playoff victory, the first with that franchise since, what, 2016?
Yep.
I think that's realistic.
Damn.
But I think that this could be a success story and certainly a worthy ending for him, which he didn't get in New York.
Ian, it's an honor to talk. I've loved your work for a long time from afar. Thanks for coming on and talking about Aaron Rodgers with us. We appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure, Andrew. Thank
you. There you go, Ian O'Connor. Seriously, though, his books are fantastic. Wrote one about Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus. The Belichick book I mentioned. I mean, I'm not a Patriots fan. I hate the Patriots and Belichick, but to dive into, I mean, he really got into all the Spygate and Deflategate stuff and Belichick being a maniac, which now makes, I probably should have asked him about that actually, like what his take is now on this whole Jordan Hudson scenario.
Apparently Gronk and Julian Edelman want to take him on his bachelor party whenever, if ever they get married.
That's good. That's a great spin. I thought, I said this to the guys, I think a week or two ago. He won't do it, but Netflix really should try to coax him into doing a roast. And whatever they offer Brady, offer the same amount of money to Belichick, which would be just a ton, and just get those comedians out there going at him for that situation now, because I think it would be gold.
Yeah, but maybe they'll do the no jokes about this like they did with
then you can't do it. Then you can't do the roast. You need that. That would be the whole thing. The whole point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.